Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Josh with 20 homers. First pitch swing driven toward right center field. That ball is on the warning track at the wall. It's gone. Two-run homer for Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson strikes again. Coming back from the All-Star game with a vengeance. Thanks to Braves and Fox Sports South for that call. Sports Radio 99 The Game at 99TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. Got Ken Rountree on the other side of the glass. Greg is away. We got to find him. We're not sure where he is. I think I know where he is, though. And he left me something for us, which I will share with you at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, we got Fred McCrary in studio with me at the Freddie Mac Show.
Yes.
We move on. Braves with that win, and this is an All-Star game. Do you watch baseball All-Star game at all?
I watched some of it. I watched the home run derby. That was pretty amazing.
You know what? I like it better than the NBA slam dunk because we see the players that we want to see in it.
Right.
We don't always get the players we want to see in the NBA slam dunk. I don't know if you're still a fan of the slam dunk.
I haven't watched it in a while, I know.
Do you think Zion Williamson is going to? I don't think Zion Williamson is going to do it.
I think he'll do it one year. Just say
you think
he
won't, so?
Just say he's been in it and
you think
see
so?
If he can win a trophy. Yes, of course. I think he will one year.
I don't know. I think, you know what, if people say he's supposed to be the next thing after LeBron James, I think he's going to do like LeBron James. LeBron never did slam dunk.
Right. Oh, he didn't? But no, I think LeBron.
I think that's the thing that has hurt it. The fact that if he's supposed to be the greatest player he's been, what not doing this time, he didn't at least participate in it one time.
No.
And so to me,
he ain't obligated to it.
No, he's not. No,
I think Zion will do it. I really think he'll do it one year. Yeah, I think he'll do it one year.
I don't know. We'll
try to win it. Just say he won the slam dunk competition. You know.
Okay, but you like what the baseball did with the home run derby.
I love it. It was awesome. Did you see how that was?
They were crushing.
They were crushing the ball. You think the balls are juiced?
Yeah. You know. Hey, that's been the big talk. Let's talk about some of the things we talked about this week in All-Star Week. Other than the game that was happening, a lot of things came out about baseball, a lot of argument about the baseball itself.
Yes. It's a lot of change to it from what I understand. Like, well, some pitchers say, hey, each team got to play with it, so don't complain. You know, offense sells, home run sells tickets, you know?
Does it, though? A lot of people saying that some people find the game a little boring. I mean, and my thing is, my kind of baseball is, can you manufacture some runs, too? I like some speed in my game.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I do. I like some speed in my game.
Chicks dig the long ball.
They do, but I like some speed. I like somebody taking an extra base. I like somebody, you know, on a base hit scoring.
Old school baseball.
Deion Sanders, you get a single, and he going to score from first base. He's not going from first to third. He coming all the way home. I want to see that, man. Don't you?
Ain't too many prime times, though.
But
prime time runs 4-2 in the 40, though.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that makes the game. Like, you take away that element.
Right. The button, you know, and
that's the surprise bases, part. Yeah. You know, you can sit around and wait for somebody to hit one. And I'm not talking that because our Braves team, we're crushing them, and that's great. But our team is also built with some speed. We got some guys like Acuna. But we got some speed on our team,
Verlander think the ball is juiced. They think they tweaked them a little bit, so the ball flies further. So
yeah.
A lot of pitchers have a lot of issues with it. So
that's it. That's one of the things we heard about baseball this week. We heard about a number of things that maybe wasn't right with the game. The other thing is the visibility of the players. You know, Mike Trout is the top guy in the player. Mookie Betts supposed to be the second. You know, they're supposed to be the top best players. And I don't know if you can pick those guys out of a lineup. If you saw either one of them walking down the street, you think you could?
Absolutely. I think Mike Trout, you see how big he is?
I know that. I mean, but most people, he plays out on the West Coast. If you stay up late at night, you may get to see him play and know what he looks like.
Right.
But I just think compared to the major players in other leagues, you don't know a lot about baseball players.
Yeah.
And what do you do about that? We know what our guys look like around here, our team. They get plenty of hype, and they show up at a lot of different things. So we know what Ronald Acuna looks like. We know Freddie Freeman. We know Dansby Swanson. We know what our guys look like, plus our team's winning. So I'm not going to complain about that. But you would think in most leagues, look at the NBA right now. You know, of course, these dudes are all 6'8", 6'9". They're going to stand out that way. But we know facial recognition because of social media and things like that that they do.
And plus, they're right on their center court. You know, it's 10 players out there, and you got 20,000 people. Of course, you're going to know who they are.
But we recognize football players, and they play with a face mask. Y'all play with a little thing over your face, right? But people still recognize football players. I'm just saying, why is baseball have this issue where, you know, you got these guys who just plays with a cap on, and one of the things that came out this week is people don't know that the stars of baseball.
Hey, that's just the way the ball rolls sometimes.
Yeah, because I know with football guys, I think a lot of stuff has to do with social media, putting themselves in that situation. The league markets and promotes teams, baseball does, more so than individuals.
Right.
But, I mean, it's up to that individual and their agents.
To market himself.
To market them.
Their brand. That's their brand.
Bryce Harper, we kind of recognize Bryce Harper because, you know, he gets promoted some too, and he'll say and do some stuff to put himself out there. So we kind of know a little bit about him. He's in Philadelphia right now. He's in hot water.
What about the pitcher from the Dodgers? What's his name? Gagne?
Kershaw.
Kershaw.
Yeah, we Kershaw. We know what he looks like. Yeah. You know. So I mean, you got some guys that
not too many, like you said.
Yeah, but not too many.
More I think about it, not that many. Not
no. You know, so that's the thing. I mean, you recognize Judge,
right?
You know, with the Yankees.
Yep.
The Yankees. You know what he looks like.
The big name teams.
You know,
And the pitchers from Boston Red Sox, the big name, the big market.
But that's the thing. You think about baseball players, that we know a lot of the guys, what they look like, who retired in the last few years, but maybe not so much. You know A-Rod when you see him. You know Big Poppy when you see him.
Yeah.
You know,
Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, what's so different now that we don't know these current baseball players? There's something we talked about this week, and obviously you want to – joining the conversation or weigh in with us is 404-741-0929 or text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. You are involved in officiating as well as having played the game. This week, baseball tinkered with a robot. Not for the major league games, but for the Atlantic League. At home plate, the home plate umpire stood there and let a robot basically call the ball and strike. I don't know. Look at this look. Look at this look you're giving me, man. This look you're giving me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They experimented with two things with baseball, several things. They want to do some things that are going to make the game because you know what? You watch a baseball game, they always put that little box up there to show you. What's the point in having a box if it's not going to impact the game?
To show people at home is the ball a strike.
This is what does it really mean, man? You know, if it's not going to outcome, why even see it? You know, and I mean,
just in case factor. Whoa, that's a strike. Oh, that was close. That wasn't close. You know, puts a little excitement in the game because when the referee messes it up, like, man, that ball, it was a ball.
Well, see, from someone who works in officiating these days, as you do, you hear about that. The other thing we talked about is the option to possibly steal first base.
Steal first base.
If the pitch gets past the catcher, and you want to take off and run, you got to be Deion. But that's more pressure. That's more pressure on that pitcher and catcher.
Right. No more. Not too many balls in the dirt.
That's just it, though. If you got somebody that once again brings us back to something I heard during this last baseball draft, and that was the word athleticism. You know, we usually hear that word associated with the NFL draft and with the NBA draft.
Right.
Maybe not so much with baseball. I think because they specialize, we need this type player. We need a player for this position instead of saying, let's just get best athlete, you know, which we would hear NBA and NFL teams do. We want to just get the best athlete, and he's going to come in and he's going to help us to win.
Right.
Best
player available.
Right, absolutely. So that's something we heard used with the baseball draft this time, and that's where that guy comes in.
That's good.
If you got this guy on your team with that type of capability, that puts a little something in the pitcher's mind.
Right.
That's just like the guy taking that foot off first base and putting that first foot on the AstroTurf and putting it in the dirt. You know, that plays with the pitcher's mind when he pitches the ball. Is this guy going to take off? Now you got a guy standing at the plate that you can't throw a bad pitch. This dude's going to end up on first base. Just something they thought about. I don't know what do you think about that?
I don't like it at all.
You don't?
No. I just don't think it's good for sports. We need a human element into the game, you know? Just leave it.
Okay. As far as the robot goes.
Right.
Okay. But what about stealing first?
Hey, tinker with it just to see how it works.
Yeah.
But to put it in the major leagues or the college right now, not right now.
You don't like that.
No.
But the robot calling the balls and strikes, you totally not with.
No way. No way. What if the robot have a malfunction? You know, what if a robot have a malfunction? Then what?
People want perfection.
No.
They say they do.
Well, what sport is perfected? None. So it's a human error element in every sport. That's just the way it is.
Sports being played by imperfect people, but so we expect
perfection. It don't work that way. So leave the human element of messing up in the game. It's just part of it.
Yeah, it's there.
There's no perfect golf swing. Golf is a game of misses.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true. It's very true.
How many perfect plays you run in football? Maybe five a game?
Maybe. That's the whole thing. So we talk about that some more for officiating. Like, if people want to weigh in on that, we'll talk about that more. And we'll talk some other officiating type things as we continue on this Sunday morning, folks. Frank McCreary, Freddie Mac Show in studio with me up until 9 o'clock this morning. Up next, we're going to talk a little esports. Cole Gibson going to join us. Always checks in with us for esports. You'll find out more about that when you stay tuned with us on this Game Day Sunday morning. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.